Howdy do, spoken word family, how are you? I trust that you are well. A hearty welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time, and his continued big up and thank you to those of you who are already family. This is your girl MGW, and this is another episode of the spoken word. For this episode, I want to just remind us of three scriptures that are found in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and then we will pray. So we will just look at those scriptures, and then we will pray as led by the Holy Spirit. So from the NIV, it's 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through to 5, and it reads, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." I also want to share these same verses from the Message translation. So from the Message, I'll be reading from, I'll go from 3 to 6. Let's see. So it says, "The world is unprincipled. It's dog eat dog out there. The world doesn't fight fair, but we don't live or fight our battles that way. Never have and never will. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience into maturity." The word of the Lord. Amen. And we are definitely in a time of what we would consider to be warfare. Just about everybody, and even if you're not going through something now, you may have gone through something not too long ago, or you might be going through something soon. That's just how it is, you know. As we make the decision to stand for Christ, then we become enemies of the world. And it's only natural that the enemy will try to object. The enemy will try to obstruct. The enemy will try to just to be a blockage and an hindrance to the things of God and the move of God. And we experience this on personal levels. We experience this on even collective levels, so to speak. But what we must do is remember that we don't wage war as the world wage war. Our responses as believers should not be worse than an unbeliever, or even the same as an unbeliever. So we always have to try our best to look through the lens of God. You know, what would Jesus do? How should we respond in this moment? How do we treat a situation, remembering that even if there's a disagreement with a person, then we can't see the person, but you have to see the spirit that is at work behind the person. Another scripture is in John 10:10, I believe. The enemy's plan remains the same, to kill, steal, and to destroy. But in that same verse, right after that was said, Jesus said, "But I came so that you may have life and have it more abundantly." And so we know that all of this, the weapons that are available to us, they are through Jesus. And so Again, be encouraged that that which you're going through, ask the Lord how to treat it, how to respond, how to react. And do not take it on in your flesh. If we take it on in our flesh, we are bound to fail. We will become a laughing stock of the enemy. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, Lord, we bless your name. We honor you. We revere you. We bow before you, mind, body, spirit, and soul. And we declare that you are our Lord. We declare that you are Yahweh. We declare that there is none above you. There is none beside you. There is none to come. You are indeed the I am that I am. Lord, you are also our creator. You created us in secret. You know everything about us. There isn't anything that we can say about ourselves that becomes a secret or a mystery to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being not just our King and Savior and Lord, but our Abba Father. It's in you that we live, we move, we have our beings, and we're absolutely nothing without you. We can't even walk without you. We can't even talk without you. We are fully dependent upon you. The very air that we breathe, it's courtesy of you. And Lord, we choose to use our breath to serve you. We choose to use our breath to praise you. We bless you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hear our praises from grateful hearts, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable unto you, Lord. Father, we can't come to you and pretend as if we have not sinned, because your word tells us that all of us, we have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. But if we confess our sins to you, you are willing and just to forgive us. And so we come confessing known and unknown sins to you. We ask your forgiveness. Lord, we ask that you just wash us thoroughly, creating us clean hearts, Almighty God, hallelujah. And renew your right spirit within us, dear Father. Not a seemingly right spirit, but your right spirit that will be connected to the Holy Spirit. Because even now as we come, we know not what we ought to pray for, but we know that the Holy Spirit makes intercessions on our behalf. And so, Lord, we yield to you individually and collectively. We come to you individually and collectively. And we just ask, dear Father, that you have your way in and through us. Hallelujah. Lord, even as we reflect on your word that tells us that, yes, we are indeed in a warfare, but we're not expected to retaliate the way that the world does. And so, Lord, we come to you asking for your directions, asking for your instructions, asking for your guidance. Lord, even as we come, dear Father, we are reminded of even David, when David went to the battlefield and he heard Goliath, and when he agreed to go fight Goliath because he knew within his heart of hearts that he was able to do it through your strength, Lord, because of the experience that you have given him, because of what it is that you are preparing him for. But Lord, even as Saul tried to put his armor on him, David could not go in that armor. He said he was not used to it. And so, Lord, we ask even now that you clothe us, their Father, with the armor. Your word tells us to put on the full and complete armor of God. And so that's the armor that we choose to put on even now, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth around our waist, shodding our feet with the preparation of the gospel, Almighty God, hallelujah. Lord, the shield of faith to withstand the fiery darts of the enemy, and the sword that is drawn, which is your word, sharpened on two sides, quick and active. And so, Lord, we just ask, dear Father, that as we put on this armor today, Almighty God, that we will be accustomed to this armor. We will know this armor. We will trust to know, dear Father, that this armor becomes our defense, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, that even as the helmet of salvation is upon our head, our minds are protected. Our minds are guarded. And so, Lord, even as the Corinthian scripture spoke, it says everything that exalts itself against your knowledge, bringing every thought into obedience to you, Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, every other thought, every thought that doesn't glorify your name, every thought that doesn't honor you, dear Father, every thought that is in contrary to you, Almighty God, we ask even now that it will be brought low, that it will be brought down, that it will stumble, hallelujah, that it will become nothing, Almighty God, but just dust to dust and ash to ash. Lord, our very minds are in you, dear Father. And so, Lord, even the instructions that you will give us, we will trust them because, again, our minds are in you. And so the thoughts are not our own. The thoughts are of you, Almighty God. Lord, your word also tells us that you use the simple things to confound the wise. And so even the instructions that you will give us are simple as they are, as simple as they seem, Almighty God, we will not disregard them because the power lies in the obedience. Lord, we ask to help us, dear Father, to be obedient. Obedient to that which you will tell us. Obedient, Almighty God, to make the move, dear Father, regardless of how we will seem to others. Lord, we understand, Almighty God, that you'll tell us to do things that, again, it seems foolish to the man who doesn't understand the things of God. But to the one who understands, their Father, there is something greater that will happen. There is a move that will come through being obedient, Almighty God. And so, Lord, we're saying, yes, we will be obedient. We won't always understand, but your word tells us that your sheep know your voice, and another they will not answer. And so as you speak, their Father, in the season, we're making up in our minds, our hearts, our spirit to be obedient to you, Lord. Lord, we're even saying yes in advance of that which you will tell us to do, Almighty God. Yes, in advance of where you will send us. Because again, our tactics are different. Our strategies are different. Hallelujah. But they are God-given. My God, hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the intel that you're giving us even now in this time and in this season. Thank you, dear Father, that you remain our source. The God who knows everything and everyone. Hallelujah. My God, you are a spirit and you move by your spirit. Lord, you don't need to leave us for a moment and go to somebody else and to continue like that. You're here, there, and everywhere. And so right where we are, Almighty God, you're able to give us the download for somebody or for something who is in another region, in another time frame. Hallelujah. Because you're a God over time. You're a God over season. You're a God over day. You're a God over night. You are the same God that was, is, now, and forever shall be. And so, Lord, even before we go, for those of us who are going on assignment in different areas, different regions, different places, different territories, we thank you for the instructions that you will give them even before they go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God, for the divine aligning. Thank you, Almighty God, that as we become one in you, Almighty God, the downloads, dear Father, they are specific. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. You allow us to see how you want us to see. You allow us to hear how you want us to hear, Lord. Hallelujah. And then you prepare us to do as you want us to do, Almighty God. Lord, even now, dear Father, as we ask earlier for the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts to be pleasing and acceptable, Lord, we pause long enough, Almighty God, to know how to respond. Because again, the enemy won't catch us because of our words. Because we understand the time and the season. Hallelujah. We know, dear Father, that we will go according to your pace, according to your leading. It's as you say, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. My God, they may think that we didn't hear. They may think that we don't have a response, or we don't know, or we're fearful. Hallelujah. But what they won't understand until it is done is that we are being led by the Holy Spirit. And so we walk out with the Holy Spirit. For those of us going to our offices and our different workplaces and to our businesses, hallelujah. Lord, we walk out under the leading of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. For that person who will even need to dress as led by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Almighty God, that even the very appearance will be different. Somebody will say that there is something distinctly different about you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray, dear Father, that the person will be obedient to wear what you have told them to wear. It may not seem fashionable. It may not be appealing. It may not be what you had in your mind. But I pray that you will be obedient even now. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Dressed according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Be obedient. Be obedient. Be obedient, my God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God, for how the instructions are coming even now. For that which you will say to us on personal levels. Hallelujah. Where to drive. Where to walk. Where to park. Hallelujah. Everything. May our ears be so attentive. May our spirit man be so in tune to your Holy Spirit that even in the silence we will hear everything. Because in silence so much is said, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Even your whisper there, Father. The things that you will whisper, we're positioning ourselves to hear. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we pray that none of the instructions will be hijacked in the season. That as we wait to hear, Almighty God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we realize that we can't move without you because, again, what we use is different. How we go about this is different. And so we humbly wait upon you, Lord. We humbly wait upon you, Lord. Hallelujah. For those who will write, Almighty God, having the paper and the pen, but uncertain of what will be written. We thank you for the instructions that will flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We partner with the Holy Spirit in this season. We partner with the Holy Spirit in this hour. We thank you for the divine impartations. We thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Even for the person who will literally take up the Bible, but they will open to an instruction. We thank you for that, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We go hand in hand with you. step by step with you, Almighty God. Akosha Rabakosha. It may seem as if we are delayed, but we are not denied. We thank you for even the repositioning that is happening in the season. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Every eye thing will come down as we stand in obedience, Almighty God. As we go in obedience, as we do in obedience, Almighty God, to your instructions. Thank you, God, that even in our wisest moments, the foolish of instructions that you will give is over ours. Hallelujah. Your foolishness far surpasses the wisdom of men. And so we trade off and we take your foolish instructions and foolish advice. And we don't see it that way, Almighty God. But the world will consider it to be foolish. Because if we should share with some persons, they would say that does not make any sense. You're the same God who gave the instruction to the man of God to throw salt into the body of water to cure it, and it was done. Hallelujah. Okay, oh, hallelujah, Lord. We just glorify you in this hour, in this moment. And we thank you for our downloads. We thank you, Almighty God, that as we stand in obedience, we will see the results. Almighty God, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Almighty God. With grateful hearts, we thank you. And we ask, God, that you take every glory, every honor, and every praise, because it belongs to you. We thank you for weaponizing us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, even when we open our mouths and call the name of Jesus, even that becomes a weapon. Hallelujah. Even as we lift the praises to you, the songs that you will download, we thank you that they are weaponized. We thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to you in the highest. We give you every glory again, every honor and every praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Love and blessings. Hallelujah.